Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome to Saturday. We've got so much to get to tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Radio Night Live off and running. Yeah, we've got a bunch to talk about tonight. Sean Spicer here, Jordan Boyd in the house, Tori Hope Peterson, Carol Markowitz, and the music artistry of maybe the most talented singer on planet Earth, Sam Robson, all going to be part of the big show tonight. You're not going to believe what a great, great lineup we've got for you. So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us a part of your Saturday. I know it's kind of a busy time, and especially as we're getting back to school and everybody's concentrating on the end of camp and whatever's next for the next like 7 days, and then you fill in for whatever you have to until school gets started. But thank you for being here. It is a pleasure to be with you. Kevin McCullough is my name. If you don't know me, I do talk radio out of New York City Monday through Friday on three radio stations, AM 570 and 102.3 FM, WMCA, and then AM 970 The Answer, also in New York City, Salem Media Properties, and we are honored to be tonight not only on great television networks like Biz TV, not only on great, great radio networks like GCN and CRN and Salem Media, but also on big stations like WPG in Atlantic City and KMET in Los Angeles. But we are also honored to be on the Salem News Channel, which is the news channel for Salem Media. They just started less than a year ago, and already we are seeing massive growth in that division. Week after week, more people getting their news over the OTT, over-the-top television networks, and we are honored to be part of that lineup. Great lineup. Andrew Wildkow, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, all the others, and so thank you for letting us into your home and family tonight. We've got a lot to get to. Let's go to the big board real quick, Mr. Nick, because tonight, press secretary for Donald Trump, and before that, press secretary for the Republican National Committee, etc., Sean Spicer, host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax TV each weeknight. He is going to join us. We've got a lot to talk about in terms of where the primary elections are headed, what's happened so far, what's happening in the current present tense, and what's going to happen in November. We'll talk with him about that. Then I want you to stay with us because Jordan Boyd from The Federalist is going to join us, and she is going to tell us what is happening at a children's hospital in Boston. Friends, if you have children, you will be shocked and offended by what this hospital is doing, going behind parents' back, doing surgeries on children that are irreversible, and doing it at ages when the child doesn't really have any concept of what they're agreeing to or what they want going forward. It's a wild story, but she's reported it all in The Federalist. She's going to break it down for us. Then Carol Markowitz is going to join us also in this hour. Carol has been writing for some time in her column in the New York Post about the CDC and the NIH and a number of those health organizations kind of nationally that the feds fund that haven't really been doing their job. In fact, she and Bethany Mandel have a book coming out sometime, I don't know, in the fall or early spring of next year that are going to break all of this down. But the CDC this last week decided to do away with all of its guidance that it had had for the duration of COVID. So now it does not tell you to quarantine if you get COVID. It does not tell you to take time away if you get COVID. It doesn't tell you to do any of the things that it's been telling you to do for the last 2 years. They've changed everything. Well, why is that? Well, because the science has been telling us that what the CDC has been telling us for a number of months has been bad. At first, the CDC and science were going together. And then somewhere, the CDC decided to start paying attention to what the Biden administration was telling them, and the science was still going in another direction. And so instead of following the science like the CDC should have done, the CDC decided to cast its lot in with the president and with the political winds of the time. And now you've got this huge gap between the reliability of the CDC and science. And you've basically had the leadership of the CDC cop to this. Carol says, you know what? It's time to defund them. Just do away with them completely. Just put them out to pasture. Don't know if that's going to be everyone's desire, but that is what she is advising in her most recent piece, the New York Post. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. All right. That's all this hour. And then in the new music spotlight tonight, we've got Sam Robson, who may be the most talented raw singer on planet Earth these days. If you're not familiar with Sam Robson's YouTube channel, this guy does every part of every song that he puts out there. And we've got two new pieces from him tonight that you're just going to, I just think you're going to be wowed by. So just check that out when he comes along. So we've got a great show for you. And then in the second hour, I can't wait for you to do this. Put the big board up one more time. Do you see this lovely lady in the middle of the screen there? Her name is Tori Hope Peterson. She was a young lady born in what she calls abuse. She was transferred from foster home to foster home to foster home throughout her childhood. She ended up winning 5 state track championships in her senior year of high school. She went on to become a born-again Christian, a mom, a wife, someone who has radically kind of changed the whole trajectory of where she was headed. And she just won Mrs. America just in the last few weeks. And she is here to tell her story tonight. She has put this all down in a book called Fostered. And we are looking forward to having a very in-depth conversation with Tori Hope Peterson and her inspiring story in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. So I hope you'll stick around for all of that. And, of course, in hour two, there will be more music in the Music Spotlight with Sam Robson. All right, so we've got a lot to get to. I want to talk tonight. I want to start tonight with the very real issue. Because we are in the election cycle now, where between now and November, every week you're going to be forced to accept a series of facts by the people in leadership in our country. Whether or not they're telling you the truth or not, you're going to have to decide for yourself, and you're going to have to decide, well, do I really go along with what they have to say? Now, in this scenario, there is an assumption that they are working on your behalf. But I want to show you something tonight. I want to show you from sea to shining sea. We'll start on one coast, and we'll go to the other. And from sea to shining sea, I want you to see what this series of policies as it relates to crime and what the left in America are trying to push are doing for you. Let's go first to California and a 7-Eleven that was ransacked last night. Look at this security video. And if you're listening by way of radio, I just try to describe it. Basically, a flash mob comes in from off the street. They start tearing the place apart, taking everything they can off the shelf, destroying the cash registers, destroying the product behind the cash registers, throwing things out into the aisle. And what they end up doing is ripping this 7-Eleven stem to stern, shredding it from top to bottom. And at the end of this all, they walk away. No one is arrested. No one is held in contempt. No one is charged. They're just allowed to leave. Let's quickly go to New York City, other end of the country. That was in L.A. in 7-Eleven. Here's a Lululemon store, which is an athletic apparel store. And this isn't as obvious, but what you're seeing here are a number of thugs that walk into the store. There's a security guard standing there by the store door, and then they walk out with more than $28,000 worth of apparel. This is open theft of things that do not belong to them, from sea to shining sea. And this is what this soft on crime policy from the Democratic Party and the leftists in this country are all about. That's your... Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping, but you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
It is a very interesting day that we live in. I was reading James Bavard's piece in the New York Post earlier today about this new phenomenon that the New York Times has dubbed Aviator Joe. Have you noticed this? He looks cool. He puts on these cool Ray-Ban sunglasses. He takes to his bicycle every weekend, and he's too busy to talk to the press when they say, can you come over here? I think he was afraid to try to stop again. I don't think he wanted to find gravity twice. But it's interesting to see how the media continues to run subterfuge for him when the nation itself is really falling down in every category, and the idea of American greatness no longer really relevant, even in our national foreign policy, national security. Here to discuss this is a man who has dealt with the media in many different ways and is now a member of them. He actually gets to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner now when he chooses to. Sean Spicer, host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax. Welcome back. It's always good to have you.
Always great to be with you, Kevin.
What do you make of the all-out cover that Biden gets on almost a daily basis, regardless of how bad the actual news is that the nation's facing at that moment?
I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not. You see it over and over again, no matter. I mean, he fails forward every day. And, it's amazing to your point that you were just talking about. I mean, he fell down on his bike, and then they were like, yeah, but he looks cool in his aviator, so we're going to call him Aviator Joe. I'm like, nope, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But that's how it works here. And it's fascinating because I feel like they surround themselves with each other. They never criticize each other. They cover for each other. So that if you're a member of the press corps, it's like belonging to a club. And the advantages are nice because they literally do. If these guys, I've talked about this in the last 24 hours. I've been tweeting about this, but like ABC had Me Too disgraced former Senator Al Franken host late night show Jimmy Kimmel's show the last few nights, and no one thought it was a problem. ABC News, that literally melted down because I did, you know, Dancing with the Stars for a season.
I remember that.
Reporters at ABC News, like the Jonathan Carls of the world, were saying that it was a disgrace to their company and that they were embarrassed. Da da da. Were silent. Silent as Me Too disgraced former Senator Al Franken hosted a late night show. They said nothing. There was no outrage. There was no nothing from any of these ABC News employees or reporters that couldn't handle someone being on a reality show about dancing. So I find it fascinating that, you know, you talk about Biden, but it's how they treat the left.
Yeah. Well, and to that point, you did see in the New York Times a few weeks ago a series of articles that looked as though they were actually going to do some critique of the administration, and they got a little bit critical of him on a handful of occasions. And I was kind of sensing that maybe that was the turning point, that they were starting to say, yeah, we're gonna shut down our support of Biden in favor of who we need to prop up for the next go-round. And I think there's still a concern there, because I think the American people know that the president's not altogether with it. And I'm not sure that anybody wants Kamala Harris to assume the mantle before he's gone either. So
remember, that's the beautiful construct that they've set up.
Yeah.
Is that you put Harris as the number two. You get rid of Biden, you get her. And I think that was the beauty of how they set this thing up, is that they knew that they could create a construct where people may not like Biden, but they sure as heck didn't want her. So it's, you protect yourself. But think about this. He literally sat inside of his... inside of a room for 16 days because of COVID, which doesn't match the science.
Right.
Right? It says five. And then, and it was funny, I mean, like on our show, we had a doctor who talked about this because they set up a system whereby he would most likely test positive again because of the Paxlovid that he was on. And they knew this, and they yet the way they did this was fascinating. And then he goes on vacation immediately after, and nobody thinks that this is a problem. So in other words, you took a month off when inflation has a 40-year high, gas prices are over $40, the war in Ukraine still goes on. All of these things are happening, and yet here we are, and the President of the United States is nowhere to be seen for a month, and no one thinks that's a problem.
Well, that's how he campaigned. That's how his image has been managed basically since he reemerged in this last campaign in the 2020 cycle. Let me shift gears just a touch here, Sean, because I think it's relevant. If the Democrats have trouble with a leading message and an agenda and a candidate at this point, how are you assessing the overwhelming Trump endorsees that are just stomping their way through the primaries right now? And Liz Cheney losing by 37. I thought she would lose by at least 20. I had no idea it was going to be as bad as it turned out.
Oh, no, I think a lot of us. I was asking colleagues to do a plus or minus 25 because I thought that was kind of my guess is right around the 25 area. So to see this, at that high really did blow my mind. That being said, I mean, the thing that's interesting, and we're seeing it now in the Senate race, is that in a Trump primary, in a Republican primary, the Trump endorsement is gold. It's like you can't beat anybody who gets that. I mean, it's so. But the problem is, we're seeing this now in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Ohio in particular, and even to some degree in Georgia, although Herschel's doing a lot better. Is that they can win a primary, but the question is, can they win a general?
Well, and I have to think that that while some of those races that you just mentioned do appear to be quite close, I just have to think that with independents in the mix, and you see the numbers of what independents think about the current direction of the country, that's going to really be the telltale sign of what happens, because in almost every issue, independents nearly mirror Republican polling on the biggest issues, economy, national security, immigration, etc. So I am not as confident about the Senate as I am the House, but it does, I think all of the circumstances add up in our favor.
Look, here's the thing. The environment could not be better. So take an instance like Pennsylvania. The environment could not be better for Republicans. Inflation is at a high. You have an administration that is attacking coal and fracking, right? So if you are a Republican right now, it's like, hey, you bar the door, man. You can literally just go nuts. So, and then you've got, so then take that and add to it a candidate like John Fetterman, who is a socialist trust fund baby.
Right.
Right? He is, so this should be a layup. This should be a layup. He was, I don't want to pile on him. I know he was, he had a stroke. He was off the campaign trail, though, for 3 months. This was a layup, okay? You literally had a guy that didn't run for 3 months during a critical part of the campaign. That's you couldn't have asked for a better environment and a better candidate than John Fetterman in Pennsylvania right now. And yet Oz is behind by double digits.
Why do you think that is?
Because I don't think he's running a good race.
Okay.
He's not. He's not raising the money. He's not doing the things that he should be doing.
I do that. Spicer and Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service. warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and always appreciate the many different contributors that come to our microphone from all the many different places that they are. But one of the places that I love getting a great deal of insight from is the Federalist. Their staff of writers and contributors and kind of extended family are all people that are really fighting the good fight, but they're doing it from the most intellectually honest reporting that you will find anywhere. And Jordan Boyd is no exception to that. She's one of the newer people there, but she's no exception to that. She rejoins us. Jordan, always a pleasure to have you. And some people may remember you were on the show as Jordan Davidson at one point in time. So congrats on the nuptials, and we appreciate you coming on back.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. I've been hearing about this horrific story coming out of Boston. I think there's been a lot of media that have been running subterfuge for it and kind of
preventing the story from being told. But what is happening at the Boston Children's Hospital in Boston right now?
So the Boston Children's Hospital was recently discovered to have been not just promoting the mutilation of healthy kids who are struggling with gender identity or, you know, even just problems related to their mental health, but they're actually providing surgeries and mutilation to children's very healthy, very intact, very normal sexual organs under the guise of, you know, gender-affirming care. And obviously this is something that has come to the forefront in U.S. American politics and culture recently, and for the right reasons. I mean, it's really awful what's happening. It's terrible that a children's hospital is promoting this for minors who frankly don't have the mental capacity to understand what's going on, to consent to these procedures, or even, you know, undergo them safely. I mean, it is just insane.
Well, and it's really important that my listeners hear what you're saying here. These are procedures that are irreversible, and these people that are being operated on are of an age where they're not even fully developed, sexually speaking, as of yet. Is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, these procedures, some of them include, you know, lopping off genitals or adding things in places where they weren't before. They can lead to a lot of problems, and some of those include sexual dysfunction, infertility for men and women, cardiac events, cancer, and even among a lot of people who undergo these, transition regret, something where they say, man, I wish I hadn't done that, but now I can't undo it. I will never get that piece of me back.
Yeah. Well, so how did it come to the spotlight that this hospital was doing it? And I'm assuming that they have to act on someone's permission to do these surgeries. Are these parents that are pushing the kids to get them?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the Boston Children's Hospital operates on a two-stand operation here, and in saying that, you know, we're going to promote this. So they have this video series with more than 90 videos promoting this ideology and pushing it on children and families. You know, there's kind of titles that are supposed to look good but are not, talking about how to affirm your LGBT child. And yes, in a lot of cases, the parents are asked to consent to these operations, to these surgical procedures, to this mutilation. And when the parents consent, the children undergo them. And a lot of times, you know, the Boston Children's Hospital doesn't have material that explains what kind of damage this is doing to children, not just physically, but also mentally.
Yeah. What do we know about people that undergo the complete surgical transformation of their body and the level of regret? I'm not talking about just kids, but what do we know about the general numbers of people that go through these procedures and the regret they face?
I mean, we know that not everyone is happy afterwards. I think a big talking point that's wielded by this movement, by this ideology, and even by people like the Biden administration is that this is good for children. This is going to protect them from what they say are really dangerous levels of suicide rates. But the people who undergo these kinds of surgeries, this mutilation, they don't necessarily see better results on the other side. As a matter of fact, like I mentioned earlier, they oftentimes have regret. They say, oh, did I make the right decision? And that's adult who are saying that. Can you imagine children who are pushed into this by their parents or pushed into it because their parents have locked in on propaganda from this children's hospital, who come out on the other side and say, man, I wish my parents hadn't done that to me. I wish those people at that children's hospital hadn't done that to me.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think we let tattoo artists just go crazy on kids. And there's some, you know, permanent impact from just getting a tattoo as a child. I can't imagine thinking that it's a good thing to permanently reassign children's genitals and not to have the ability to go back and think that this is going to be something that they're guaranteed going to feel good about forever. It's just very, very nuts. Well, I hope that Boston Children's Hospital is being held accountable, at least in the future. I want more people to know about it and to speak up. Jordan Boyd, great job over at the Federalist. Keep up the good work. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Why? life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thanks.
No longer. And now I'm back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us, and someone that I look forward to having with us all the time is Carol Markowitz, who is not only one of the most important columnists in all of America, writer for the New York Post, but she's a great thinker and tackles all aspects of life, commentary space. Carol, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being back.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. It's been a couple of weeks, and I know you're busy on a new book that's going to be out. We're going to be talking about that in the days to come. But I am curious, as just last week, I believe it was, the CDC finally changed all of its guidance has removed all of the things that were told that we needed to do in the era of COVID. And as a result, you've seen a lot of these workplace mandates and so forth. A big medical group of medical employees in Illinois just yesterday getting $10 million in back pay, and they're going to get all their jobs back because they never got vaccinated and they probably shouldn't have been fired. But you're calling for some actually much more draconian or punitive steps towards the CDC for all that they got wrong. Why?
Well, it's funny because I'm calling for the CDC to be disbanded. But a lot of the comments that I got on Twitter is I'm being too soft on them, that they all should go to prison. So maybe my way is the happy medium here. But there was it wasn't just the errors. It wasn't just the slowness. It wasn't just, the absolute sticking their head in the sand and not paying attention to what was happening in the real world in regards to COVID. There was actually a lot of corruption also at the CDC. And one of the examples that I bring up all the time is in winter of 2021, they let Randy Weingarten, head of a teachers union, write opening schools policy for them. They literally, under the direction of the White House, this is all out in the open, emails are completely out in the open, they allowed her to say that a certain number of steps needed to be taken in order for schools to open. Now, of course, schools were open already in so many places across the country. Only school districts that were under her thumb were not open. So they literally ceded policy to a special interest group. I mean, I don't think that they should be able to function any longer just based on that. Forget about everything else that they got wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Medical professionals that I've had on the show over the course of the last 2.5 years that followed CDC policy. So we're talking about, when we put mask mandates in, and then as mask mandates were being implemented, what they learned professionals, a lot of the Fox News medical all-stars, Dr. Siegel, Dr. Sapphire, practicing physicians, highly respected in their fields, etc. And if you chart the first portion of the pandemic, everybody was on the same page. But about 6 months in, you start to see, like a rudder on a boat that just gets me off from where it's headed, you started to see a parting of the ways between the two. And by the end of, where we're at this week with the CDC, a wholly incompetent group of folks when it came to just the science.
They were. They absolutely were. I mean, just little things like they did not accept that COVID was airborne until fall of 2021. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. And the CDC saying, no, it's not airborne. It's surface. It's a lot of other things that they imagined that COVID was. But the scientists weren't wrong. So the whole thing is, we kept hearing follow the science. Well, some of us were following the actual science and not the CDC, which was either wrong or late or just mistaken. There were so many moments where the CDC gave guidance that made no sense. I mean, another example that I point to in this column, pretty famous at the time, but Rochelle Walensky on a Friday afternoon said, this is when the vaccine was first out, said pregnant women should get the vaccine. I'm sorry, pregnant people, obviously, Kevin.
Right.
She would never say women. So pregnant people should get the vaccine. And then on Monday, the CDC came out and sort of reversed themselves. But what they ended up saying was pregnant people could get the vaccine, which is like a completely different thing. So any pregnant person, any pregnant woman that got the vaccine over the weekend is like, wait, was I supposed to do this or not? And any health agency playing these kinds of semantics, not to mention the fact that if they can't say it's a pregnant woman, they shouldn't be a health agency at all.
Yeah, right.
All of this is just, they were so bad at their very limited scope of work. And I think that it needs to be disbanded. We need to start over again. This was a disaster. This is literally their only job is to handle pandemics like this, because the rest of the time, as I also mentioned in the column, they're telling us to eat well-done burgers and stay away from sushi. And we don't listen to them. But this became policy. Their word became law, and I really think we have to never do that again. And step one is to disband the CDC and start over again.
Yeah, no, I think that you're absolutely right. And it's going to be interesting to see what the fallout from all of this is. I mentioned the case in Illinois. That's a small group of medical professionals. It's a very, very small group compared to what happened nationally. But, Secretary Austin just got diagnosed with COVID for the second time yesterday, and he has all four jabs.
Right.
And they they kicked people out of the military service
yep.
who refused or declined to get the vaccine on the
That's
basis
right.
of any number of reasons, whether it be
maybe they had
religion
COVID
or
already.
Health yeah. or anything. But if you didn't get the jab, you couldn't stay.
Healthcare workers were laid off, and those healthcare workers had had COVID already. That's the other thing, that the CDC infection is just as good as the vaccine, possibly better, but they haven't quite gotten there yet. And I just think it's like, you know, if we wait for our health agencies to catch up with reality, and sometimes that wait is a year, what is the point of them? Why is there this yeah. giant bureaucracy that we pay for that just fails at every level?
So one of the questions I asked of Nicole Sapphire the last time she was on, incompetence mixed with corruption yeah. due to public health at large. Mm-hmm. Carol, one of the things that I think it was Sweden that did early on was that their health department just made all of the available information out. They just put it out there. Like
right.
total transparency. They didn't close their schools. They had a significant spike in deaths at one point, but never had another serious issue with any of it, and they never shut anything down. Nicole's observation was, well, they actually did what they should have done, and she said our leaders that we look to on health issues didn't do anything related to health. What they did was implement policy from the government.
Yeah, that's right. And anybody who questioned any part of that was shunned, really. I mean, the Great Barrington Declaration signers were treated like kooks, and they were all right. They were
yep.
all correct. It's like, if we go back and look at it now, what they were saying was absolutely right.
Well, Carol, thank you for your faithful reporting through all of this. And friends, I want you to go to the New York Post and read her piece this week, Why the CDC Must Be Disbanded. It's certainly worth a read, and then pass it on to your friends. Carol, so good to talk to you. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You
Thanks
got
for
it.
Having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight in the new music spotlight, an artist who has not made a lot of headway on radio airwaves in America because he didn't release his songs through normal record channels. Instead, he's made his entire living on YouTube. Please welcome the musical creative artistry of Sam Robson. Of Sam Robson and his brand new Searchin' original piece. Normally, Sam famous for some of the pieces he's done where he's rearranged more classically known songs. But the music spotlight rounding out hour number one. When we come back in hour number two, perhaps one of the most special interviews we've ever conducted. Imagine a life that started as far from possible and healthy as you can imagine, but only now to be doing amazing, great things. The true life story of Tori Hope Peterson, highlighted in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And before we're done, more from the talented Sam Robson here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Miss any of it, go get the podcast at Spotify, Apple.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay.
next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. 60-day